Thomas Manninen is the Republican candidate for House District 3A, which includes the counties Coochiching, Lake and Cook counties, as well as St. Louis County. Is that right, Thomas?
Yes, that is.
That's a huge district. Thomas Manninen joins us now. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
So why are you running for Minnesota House Seat 3A?
I decided to run because for the past several years, I've unfortunately had to see family and friends, people who've been in the community for a long time, have to leave, move out the district, sometimes have to move out the state, simply because of lack of jobs. And I think I see it from a perspective that our government in St. Paul has adopted policies that benefit the cities and leave areas like mine behind. I think it's a simple fix, one that's going to take some time, but that's why I decided to run, is because I feel that if we adopt smart policies that put our district first, we won't have these families have to leave their homes.
So you've mentioned jobs, but I was going to ask you if you had to choose two of the priorities that you have as the possible next legislator for your district, what are those two priorities?
I say that, I put it from this frame. The governor's shutdown has left communities, small businesses in dire situations. Some aren't surviving the pandemic, but for those who are still holding on, we have to put them at the top priority. So I would say this, you know, we've got two important industries in northern Minnesota in my district, and that's the logging, the timber industry, and the mining industry. So the first priority, of course, is ensuring that the timber industry, which is struggling, finds a way to become prosperous again. And I, you know, it's supporting new timber markets. You can talk to any logger who's been in the field for decades, and they'll say that we need new timber markets. That's you know, that's for that area. And then obviously with Twin Metals and Polymet, doing all we can at the state level to support them and ensure that they are allowed to begin operation. They've gone through strict environmental review. So I believe that those two projects are ones that we have to support. And then the second priority, if we're picking a top two, is, you know, the state's going to be facing a deficit because of the governor's shutdown. And it's important that we don't make the burden fall on the taxpayer. The government in St. Paul is going to have to tighten its belt, and that means that these million-dollar infrastructure projects in Minneapolis and St. Paul, you know, we're going to have to look to make some cuts. So I would say, yeah, the top two priorities are make sure the taxpayer doesn't take the brunt of the deficit and ensure that we are supporting, doing all we can to support the jobs and trades that made, frankly, that made the country, but make northern Minnesota especially unique.
We're talking with Thomas Manninen today. He's the Republican candidate for House District 3A. It covers St. Louis, Coochiching, Lake, and Cook counties in northern Minnesota. As of today, there are still over 30 states that have governors with emergency executive powers. I want to talk a little bit about the pandemic and your thoughts on it and your thoughts on the state response.
Well, absolutely. Well, I think it's important to note that what's going on in Minnesota right now with Governor Walz is pretty tragic. We all grew up in taking civics, and we learned about separation of powers. It's the House and Senate that make the law, the governor that signs and executes the law. And right now we have a governor who's kind of operating outside the bounds of his powers. So I think that we have an opportunity as we navigate the pandemic that we currently face to work at the House and Senate level, to work with the governor to make sure that people are taken care of, those who are at most risk, while at the same time respecting the rights of business owners to provide for their families and save their livelihoods, quite frankly. So, you know, I view these shutdowns, specifically the one in Minnesota, as, you know, these governors have seized the chance to take a power that we've never seen before. And as a representative, I would rein that in and get back to functioning the way government's supposed to.
Thomas, you mentioned mining and timber industries. A lot of times there is a kind of a narrative of jobs versus taking care of the environment. I wonder if you'd talk a little bit more about that, about the balance between those things.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, especially with regards to the mining issue, this is a common narrative we hear. I don't have a science background, so I was more than happy and, in fact, insistent upon finding people to talk with about the Twin Metals and PolyMet projects. I was able to go tour both of the facilities, talk with the professionals who are administering their operations, and I was thoroughly impressed. Specifically, the first one I did was with Twin Metals, and the concern for a lot of people is the Rainy Lake watershed. But if you go and talk to these people, you see that Minnesota has one of the strictest environmental regulations in the country. Twin Metals and PolyMet both have complied with these orders. And specifically, talking with Twin Metals, you know, they detail great depth what safeguards they have in place to ensure that that the environment is not harmed in an adverse way, while bringing 750 full-time jobs, 1,500 runoff jobs. This isn't an either-or situation, and I think St. Paul has to stop framing it as such. These people live in Ely. They live on the lakes. They're the last people who would want pollution and, these lakes to be destroyed. So it's not an either-or situation. There's, with respect to the environment, while mining the minerals right here in our country, in our backyard, instead of being beholden to China and some of these other countries that, don't have environmental regulations, don't have child labor laws, and especially given the COVID pandemic, we have to reassess our relationship with China, I think, going forward. Our copper, nickel, and cobalt dependency, among other precious metals, we can be independent on these. And I think it's important we take a great opportunity. And if you have concerns about the environment, you'll reach out to Twin Metals and PolyMet, and they're more than happy to clarify any concerns.
If you win this seat for House District 3A, you will be serving people who didn't vote for you, maybe people who are against projects like Twin Metals. How will you reach out to all of the people in your district?
Right, absolutely. And, this is, going in, I try and look at it, this isn't personal, this is politics. And we've got people who are going to support me and people who won't. After the election, it's important to come together and solve, especially in a district like ours. You mentioned before, it's an incredibly large district area-wise, and we've got a lot of different communities. I mean, the needs of people in North Ome are different from the needs of people in Grand Marais and Ely and beyond. And as a legislator, I would always, have my office open. I always joke that, I'm going to be saving my phone calls for constituents and not for lobbyists or any of these other more, what do you want to call them, pseudo-important types. Not to say that on every single issue I'm going to, simply go by what my constituent wants. I mean, I have convictions. I have my own, ideas about how things are going to be best for the district. But, of course, we can always have a conversation. There's especially recovering from this economic downtime, there's much room for compromise and finding creative solutions that best fit this district.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, does this district covers the Boys Fort Reservation and also Grand Portage bands? Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
And any thoughts there on reaching out to people on the tribal nations?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, the governor's shutdown has affected us all. There isn't one area of the economy that wasn't affected by this. As I mentioned before, I'm going to bring back the North, and that doesn't apply to a specific group of people. It applies to everybody in the Northland. So with these communities across the district, I will take input from all areas because, like I said, there's concerns from all across the different regions, and it's important that we make sure that all perspectives are heard when ultimately crafting public policy.
That is Thomas Manninen. He is running as a Republican for House District 3A. Find more information at his website, thomas43a.com. Thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.